and are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. How you guys doing out there? Today is March 10th, 2012. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. My name is Mark Kent. I am your host, and we are sponsored by North State Consultants, the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101. Consultations are by appointment only. I'm here in the studio. I have my sister, an all-around sidekick. And
good morning, Mark.
Linda Kent. And also we have all-around trusted soundboard operator and good guy, Nate.
Good morning.
And also in the studio, we have a couple of special guests here. We have Mark
Duvenvorden.
Duvenvorden.
Hey, got it.
There we go. From Duvenvorden Farms. I said
all
that.
All right.
And also we have John
Naylor.
Naylor. With us, and we're going to be talking about milk. And stuff and other things
and
like
regulations,
government
and
intervention, government
stuff.
Overreach, big government out of control. Excuse me. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad do things got to get before you guys start getting involved out there? This program wants to give you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourself on the issues. Talk to your neighbors. Go to a Tea Party meeting. Check out the website. Do what you can to protect yourself and your family from big, out-of-control government. The number here at the studio is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Do we have any current events or veteran stuff?
Yeah, I just want to bring up a couple things. I've been talking about the Boondockers Ball, of course, that supports the Veterans Museum out there. But also on March 31st, we got Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day out at the cemetery. So you might want to attend that. Also coming up on Monday, there is a coterie for combat veterans to go out and get acquainted with horses out in Happy Valley. So if you're interested in that, that would be a good thing. So that's about all I have on veterans. Coming up in June, we have Camp Hope and Camp for Life. And Missing in America Project is teaming up with Walmart Hearts for underprivileged children, abused children, and children that are terminally ill. And wow. So you can go out there and help out. They show them how to fish and do things like that. So I will keep you posted on that.
Very good, very good. We want to let everybody know we stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and start following the Constitution. Yeah, you know, we need to get back to capitalism and quit following what we're doing now. So with that, our first quote is, excuse me, I have a, sorry. There are three kinds of lies, lies, damn lies, and statistics, Mark Twain. So with that, we want to talk about our update investigation on Obama and the Arpaio sheriff out there going over the birth certificates and all that stuff. And I know this sounds wild, but here's the title, Arpaio Investigation, Obama Might Be a Kenyan. Well, you know, after you start getting through and looking at the actual facts of the case and everything, you know something? It's starting to look pretty ugly for the president. The one, you know, what really makes me... I just do not understand why the media is not picking this up, other than They're in the tank. I mean, that's the only explanation, because if they did their homework at all, they would see that there are some problems here. You know, if you go to birtherreport.com and look around there at his investigation and the paperwork, and he's got six videos there that show how the overlays were done on the birth certificate that is supposed to be, you know, the one that proves he was born in Hawaii. And, you know, when you look at it and you figure out that it is a fraud, and that has opened up a criminal investigation because they've proved beyond a doubt that it's a fraud, and also that his Social Security number is not valid. And so all these investigations have been opened up into criminal. And so we've got the administration has a real problem here, because if Obama was actually born in Kenya, let's just say, what if, okay? Gee, does that present any problems for anybody out there? Does that mean that he's still eligible to be the president? He's not eligible to be the president anyway, because of the natural born citizens, and both parents have to be American citizens according to the Constitution and the nomenclature that they use to make that definition. But let's just say that with all that aside, and we got, I don't know, eight states challenging that, to get him, so that, you know, keep him off the ballot for eligibility sake. So let's say that is not an issue. That's subject to legal interpretation. But you know something? Forgery is not a legal interpretation. And somebody has forged some documents here. And that's a real problem, because now you've got a criminal investigation going up for fraud of documents. And so this is not going away. And if the mainstream media is not going to pick it up, you know, who is going to pick it up? Well, it's going to be us and the people out there and in the internet and the radios that are actually reporting the truth here. Because the mainstream media is not reporting the truth. Really, unemployment got better yesterday.
Sure it did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we're 8.3 and holding the line, 8.3, So, you know.
Yeah, and the gas prices are all getting better out there. And
we're in recovery.
Yeah.
You know, if
life
you guys want to
be good real soon.
Come down to the studio. We're passing out lollipops, and, you know, the rainbows will be coming out as soon as the sun hits. So, you know, if you believe all that stuff, you're just not listening.
Do you know, about the death of Andrew Beinhart?
Yeah, that's there's some suspicious things going on there. I mean, at least the timing is suspicious.
They called it a natural death instantly. Usually it takes a few weeks for an autopsy.
Usually they have an autopsy.
Right away they're out. But he was working with Joe Arpaio on this. He said he had damning evidence that was going to bring Obama down. He was going to let it out March 1st, and they killed him March 1st.
Well, that's speculation.
But he said it. No, that's what he said at CPAC.
No, I'm saying the killing part. We don't know.
Oh, he was dead March 1st, okay, when he was supposed to bring this out.
Yeah. Okay. We got to be careful there. But you know, going on this line, you know, I got a couple more things I want to cover before we get into our guest here. Excuse me. This is from Pravda. Okay, this is Pravda. Anybody who doesn't know what Pravda is, that's the Russian newspaper. It used to be, you know, Pravda in Russian stands for truth. How ironic is that, that now we're getting more truth out of Russia than we are on media. And the title is Pravda Asks, What Happened to the American Media? Okay, so this is coming out of Russia. They're saying, hey, how come the American media is not picking up this Joe Arpaio story? Because, you know, it seems like there must be something here. And it says, and I'll read it off the article. It says, it's a twist of irony. The Russian news website Pravda has published an accusation that the American media is tame, afraid to publish news, and is deliberately hiding the evidence published on the internet about President Obama's defrauding of the American public and the deliberate evisceration of the Constitution of the United States. Now, wow, that's saying a lot here. So, you know, the Kool-Aid drinkers out there better start drinking coffee, because here you need to wake up, because if they're lying about that, they're lying. What else are they lying about? So we got about a minute to a break. I wanted to cover a little bit more. We've got, is the IRS cracking down on the Tea Party? Well, it seems like we have the IRS investigating the Tea Party's 501(c)(4) statuses, 501(c)(4) statuses. This was evidently initiated by six liberal Democratic senators who wanted to see if they were engaging in campaign activity, you know, including opposing any candidate. I wonder who would we be opposing. And, you know, so there's a witch hunt going on for the Tea Party right now via the IRS, and it's coming from the higher ups. And, gee, I mean, no mainstream media thing on this either, really. So, you know, Acorn was all right, even though they committed fraud and everything else, but they're going to try to deny the status to the Tea Party folks. So, you know, this is getting out of hand, guys. We're going to go to a break now.
I just wanted to let everybody know about the Reading Tea Party on Monday nights at 6 p.m. at Bonneview Destiny Fellowship. We have debates Monday.
Hold that thought. We'll come right
all
back
right,
to
we'll
it, and we'll
the
start
side.
There and go from there. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460.
Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out of alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury. The once-a-year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a four-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect. Even if you need them after hours, they still treat every customer the old-fashioned way with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Beware of pretty faces that you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say. Give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
That one's for you, Ruth. Secret Asian man. All right. Holy moly.
Okay, before we went to the break, I was talking about the debates coming up at the Reading Tea Party. I believe we have for the U.S. Senate, we got three people in. We have Oscar Braum, Rabbi Sheffrin.
Sheffrin.
And I can't, the other one I think is like a Goldman or Goodman.
Goodman.
So, okay. Yeah, come on out at 6 p.m.
Very good. I just wanted to let everybody know where these stories are coming from on the Arpaio investigation. This is WND, World Net Daily. You can go there. The other inquiries on the IRS for the Tea Party. We've got Politics and Government, Open, or One News, Now. .com, and then also this other story that I wanted to hit concerning the IRS and the Tea Party, which is on the Patriot Update, a free press for the conservative revolution. And, you know, it talks about at least 80 groups that are associated with the Tea Party. national organization have been targeted by the IRS with intrusive questions about membership. And that was the point I wanted to make, is that these guys are going in and asking, you know, who the members are, where they live, you know, how much money do they make, you know, what's their experience, you know, it's like, really? So, nothing going on here, you know, we don't want to know who the enemy is. Did I say enemy? Constituents? Yeah. Okay. So with that, excuse me, we're going to introduce our guests here. Mark Duvendorden. I can't say that.
Duvendorden.
Duvendorden and John Nelson.
Naylor.
I'm just all over today. I need another cup of coffee.
Well, I guess we need more coffee. We're lagging here this morning, but anyhow.
Okay.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. How you doing? Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I have a small dairy in Cottonwood, and it's I do herd shares, which is basically supplying local milk to the local families in the area. And it's basically how it works is it's a contract between myself and them, and they become part herd share owners in my herd, and it's a way for them to get raw milk through my herd legally.
Raw milk legally?
Legally.
You can tell them why you started doing the herd sharing.
I just want to know what's illegal raw milk.
I guess that depends on who's doing the interpreting. the reason why I started doing it in the first place was I was a small conventional dairy selling my milk to a local creamery, and when the economy went bad 4 or 5 years ago, I had to start thinking outside of the box, and in order to survive in my business. And I have thought for quite a few years growing up in the dairy business is that how can I get the middleman out of my way? Because it seems like in the bad times, they're still making a profit while I'm losing my business. And that's happened to a lot of farm families. It isn't just dairy business. It entails all kinds of business. And so anyhow, I stepped out of that box, researched it, and decided to jump in with it and go from there. And since I started doing that and I started getting people coming to me about wanting to get raw milk, it just went from there. And we started this 3 years ago, and we're almost up to about 300 families getting milk from us.
How were they putting everybody out of business specifically? I mean, just the fact that because they're middling it, they're paying you low and driving the price up?
There's a huge gap between actual costs of running the business and what they pay you. And when you get paid less than what it actually costs to produce the milk, eventually you're going to go out of business because your equity goes away and all the years of hard work is for nothing. And so
there's no alternative suppliers, basically. In other words, the big middle guys,
they control
the market.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I see. So,
And maybe we can back up a little bit, Mark. Your family's been having the dairy since what, 1963? Your
yes.
parents came over from Holland?
Yeah, they actually immigrated over about in 1957, and we were living down in Lodi, down south, and my dad was working on a few dairies down there, and then my mom and dad and my aunt and uncle became partners on the farm that we're on right now in 1963, and it was an actual working dairy when they came up to Cottonwood, and we're milking probably about 170 cows, and so it just went on from there. They eventually split the herd up, and we remained there on the ranch, my family, and then we just went on from there.
All right, that's good. And also maybe you can tell the people about raw milk. I mean, there's a lot of misconception out there that raw milk, you know, you're going to worry about diseases and it's not good for you and it needs to be pasteurized. So maybe you can kind of enlighten them that the raw milk is good for you, and how so many people think they're allergic to dairy products and they really aren't.
Yes, it's the benefits of raw milk. done the right way is basically boils down to knowing your farmer, how they take care of their animals, the environment that the cows are taken care of in, and it's about the least amount of stress put on them. And so when you put all these practices into and work with them, such as pasture-based dairy, which is what my dairy is, cows are on full-time pasture from spring to fall. I do feed hay in the wintertime, just a little bit of corn screenings I get from Moore's Flour Mill locally, non-GMO. And I milk once a day, not twice or three times a day like most big dairies. It's all about, sustainable farming done, with good stewardship and good practices and, to put the least amount of stress on the cows so what you get out of them is good for you.
Yeah. Like I say, a lot of people think that, the raw milk is bad for you, and if they have some kind of allergies that they won't be able to drink it because it's not pasteurized. Well, and we know, my brother's an example that he thought he was actually allergic to it. And it's not actually the product. It's how it's processed. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's raw milk has a lot of beneficial enzymes and good bacteria in it that work with your body to help digest it. And those enzymes and good bacteria are killed off in the pasteurization process. So basically, when you're getting that, it could be organic milk in the store, but it's still been killed off by the pasteurization process. So you're not getting that benefit. You're not getting the help from the store-bought milk to help you digest it properly in the right way. And so that's where the basic difference is that raw milk produced the right way has many benefits and works with your body to use it in the proper way.
Yeah, I got to say, I have been off milk for, 20 years or something now, and I just couldn't drink it because every time I drink it, I get massive headaches and all kinds of stuff, and I just swore it off. I said, I guess I'm just allergic to it, Well, I've been drinking your milk for about 2 weeks now, and I haven't had a headache yet. And I got to say, you have no idea the joy you've brought to me in the morning when I want a bowl of cereal.
Well, I hear that a lot, and I'm good. I'm glad for you. That's the main purpose is that what you're getting is good for you. That it makes a difference, and that you're happy with what you're getting.
Yeah, the first night, I was like, okay, because usually if I have anything at night that with milk product, typically. The next day, I'm just shot in the morning, a massive headache. So I thought, so the first night I got my little cookie out and I was like, okay, I'm thinking like, am I drinking poison now or?
Well, we first got some of your milk. Linda and I took it home, my sister-in-law, and we didn't even skim the cream. It was like, oh, get the ladle. And we're scooping out the milk and drinking it, passing the glass around. I was like, yahoo, buddy.
Yeah, because I remember when we were kids. I mean, my uncle had a cow right next door and we would have fresh milk whenever we wanted it, so we didn't even think about it as being anything of a problem, And he had a cow, and they probably, I don't know what one cow produces, but he had so much that he couldn't hardly, get rid of it all. I mean, he'd have 4 or 5 gallons a day or something, so.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what this country was built on. There was, families had a milk cow, they milked the cow into the bucket or whatever container they had, and they used it. You didn't hear about all these stories of people getting sick and all that until the age of industrialization and mass producing milk, but in filthy conditions. And that's when things started going wrong. And so when we move farther away from what is actually good from us in the name of, producing as much as we can for the least amount of cost, that's where things go wrong. And so we do not do any justice to the generations that have come before us and have done that and up until the last 100 years, and the age of pasteurization came along, but it became a way of business, not a way of life.
Yeah, I think we're going to start getting back to the agrarian society that Thomas Jefferson envisioned, I think, because you said sustainable farming. For me, that almost puts a the hair on the back of my neck stands up when you hear sustainable or smart meter or anything like that, because that has almost become an ugly word now from a lot of perspectives because of this UN stuff and everything sustainable. But typically sustainable doesn't mean sustainable. What they mean is controllable.
Yes.
And so what we want is sustainable food products, sustainable farming, you know, local, you know, not this mass production to feed everybody in the world by genetically altering, you know, everything there is to alter and turning it into, I don't know, you know, down the road, maybe we've got people with three legs and a, you know, a couple arms. I'm not sure what the effects are going to be, but it's not good. I mean, altering the stuff from the nature's the natural processes. So
yeah, we need to pull together as communities so that we can have good food and everything. And that's what we're trying to get out here, is just like a local dairy farmer like you, getting it out in the community, bringing the community together.
Yes.
And so we can all pull together and take back our country.
Well, I think that's how this country was built in the first place, you know, by communities taking care of each other. One person was doing one thing, the other person was doing another. So, you help each other out that way. But I think the bottom line is that you actually know who you're dealing with.
What you're getting.
And what you're getting.
Absolutely. Well, with that, we got to go to a break. We'll come right back with more farm stuff. And
maybe we can get John in here and tell us some good stuff that's going on down.
Yeah, some
working
of the legislative
the
stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Okay, we'll be right back. Sovereign Mind Radio.
What's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Well, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop, 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square building.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday as we continue the countdown of our top 10 audio plays of 2011.
Nobody knows who they are until they are played on our Sunday afternoon program.
The grand prize winner will be revealed on the April 15th show.
So listen in Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Tents Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her holding Jim, loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but I'm can find a girl to stay.
That should say, a sovereign man. I'll be what I am, a sovereign man. That was Neil Diamond, if you didn't know. And we're back. Sovereign Man.
Yeah, I guess we had a caller that was asking about cheese and stuff. And Mark doesn't do cheese, but maybe Mark or John, one of you could...
Which Mark are you talking about? I do cheese.
We're not going there. We're not going there. It's too early. Yeah. It's too early. But maybe you guys could hit on, you know, there's a lot of different things you can do with the raw milk. I know, you know, if you let it sit, you can, you know, take off the cream, which I do at my house, but by morning, it's gone. I'm not sure what my husband's doing with it, but he's enjoying it, I think, in his coffee real well. I keep saying I want to make butter, but it disappears, you know.
Actually, the first day I had the cream in my coffee, I was like, it was like, I remember what this was like. It actually tasted really good.
Yeah, there is a difference.
Yeah, because you can make cottage cheese and go ahead and
you
fill
can
us
make
in.
Cottage cheese, yogurt, creme fraiche, cream cheese, buttermilk, you know, all kinds of things. Liquid milk is multifaceted because you can do a lot of stuff with it that is beneficial to you. When you start fermenting it, the benefits of the fermented dairy are astronomical. I encourage people that want to look into this and get more educated, go online and go to the Weston A. Price Foundation or WestonAPrice.org and start researching. Like my name's John Nail, and I'm the herd share coordinator for the Chico chapter of the Weston A. Price Foundation. So I've been kind of appointed with my background of being raised on a ranch, milking my own cows, milking my own goats, and living this stuff for a long time, that I've kind of been put in a position of helping people understand and get to the dairies. And there's a group of us in the organization actually go out and look at our partner farmers for the chickens and the whole everything that we do and inspect the place and see if they meet the criteria to be a free-range, organic-type operation. When I found Mark... at that particular time, my 3-year-old son was having a lot of allergy problems, allergic to milk and colic and all kinds of stuff since the day he was born. So we went on a hunt for raw milk. Found one dairy that decided they didn't want to stay involved in it because the creamery put too much pressure on them. So we found Mark, and it was like a match made in heaven. Coming from a dairy background, you know how much work goes into it. So when I'm watching a man out there early in the morning milking his cows, and it's a labor of love. You know, it's not a job. But I was also watching him go under because, you know, hypothetically, he's getting $1.40 a gallon for milk, and it's costing him $1.60 a gallon to produce it. It doesn't take long to realize it ain't going to work.
Right, yeah.
So you think that's done on purpose, though, to eliminate all the competition?
I don't know if it's done on purpose, but... The middleman has always been the one to make the money.
Right.
And they have the dairyman convinced that the only way you can break even or make money is to do more cows, which is why you've got dairies milking 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 cows 3 times a day. They're still getting the same amount of money per gallon. It's now costing them 3 times the money to produce it. And they just keep getting loans from the bank and get farther and farther.
So for them, from their perspective, then it's about quantity, not quality.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's one thing that I liked when I went down and spoke with Mark before we became part of this herd sharing and getting the raw milk, was that you said that you, when you reached 1,000, I believe it was, customers or something, 1,000 families, and you would stop. Mm. Go ahead.
I think Mark has decided it's going to be 800.
Okay,
shares.
800. But the point I'm getting to is the quality.
Yeah.
You said that after that you wouldn't be able to give the community the quality that you wanted to. So.
Well, I think with what I'm doing, I mean, I'm milking between 30 and 40 cows right now, and I may end up at 50. But the main thing is, and my purpose is that it's not about quantity, it's about quality and giving something good to the community and not losing my integrity with what I'm doing by oh my gosh, I got all these people wanting my milk. I'm just going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, the next thing you know, you're in the same category as everybody else, and you can't do a good job with what you're doing. So one thing I've learned over the years is that is to be humble and to do the best I can with what I have and use all my years of experience for the benefit of everyone that is getting the milk from me. That's my main purpose.
Yeah, I really like that when I talked to you down there about that. That was really cool because you don't see that a lot anymore.
No, actually, what Mark needs should point out is the raw milk producers are of a totally different mindset than your commercial dairies. No antibiotics, no hormones to up the production. They're not kept in a confined area where there's a major chance of cross-contamination. So Mark and the rest of the raw milk producers that I'm affiliated with, it's a grass-based operation. The cows are out on pasture, which is what they're supposed to eat. They might get a little bit of organic grain or corn screenings when they come into milk, just as a treat, but not much. So their milk is actually produced from the green grass.
Oh, yes. That's awesome. You know, we were talking during the break, John. You were saying about the conception, you know, people think you pasteurize the milk and it gets rid of it, sterilizes it and makes it all better and you're not going to have any problem. And you were saying something in regards to that it actually is doing the opposite.
Yes.
Type. Could you explain that to the people?
Well, what they're doing is they're taking probably one of nature's best perfect foods and they're sterilizing it to get rid of all of the pathogens and whatever might be in the product because of these huge dairies and all the antibiotics. Only the pasteurization does not kill all the pathogens or neutralize the antibiotics. Hmm. So when people consume it, they're actually consuming the antibiotics, the hormones, and everything else. You were talking about, Mark, about how when you drink a glass of milk, you get a headache.
Right.
It wasn't from the milk. All of your vitamin D, your additive, and your minerals are all pharmaceutical. They're all chemical.
Wow, I didn't know
Your body is reacting from the chemicals. When you drink raw, unpasteurized, those have not been killed. They're natural.
Wow.
So your body's going, okay, I recognize this. It's not a poison. And they utilize it.
I see. Interesting. I just want to know, are we a part of a herd now?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yes, you are part of her, Cheryl.
Yeah, we are, sure.
Luckily, her. The part that you own is where the milk comes out of.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to hear that.
It's the part in the middle.
Now, John, from my understanding, you go down to Sacramento and do a lot of legislation for this. Can you kind of give us some information or updates to what's going on
actually,
down there?
I'm a member of a group through Farm and Consumer Legal Defense Fund where – lack of better words, it's we're calling it a working group. It's a group of consumers and farmers that are meeting with California Department of Food and Agriculture, and we are attempting to help food and agriculture understand what a herd share and a family cow is. They have dairy regulations for commercial dairies, but we're not a commercial dairy.
Right.
We're a small based operation that actually, with the herd shares, it's a contract agreement between the farmer and the person.
Is it like a co-op?
No, because with this, what they do is it's an actual contractual agreement. The person will come in, they'll talk to Mark, they'll look things over and go, okay, I want to do this. And they actually have to fill out a contract and sign it for a one-year lease.
Right. Interesting.
He just didn't know that we already did that. Oops.
Yeah, they just showed up with the milk and said, you're part of a herd. And I thought, wow, this is cool.
You can go to the farm. You can see Mark. You can hang out for the milking. And you actually own part of that
herd. I'm gonna take you up on that. I'm going to go down there when I get a chance.
Good. That'd come on
great.
Down.
Absolutely great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're working right now. Actually, California Department of Food and Agriculture is – shocking to me is working with us and helping us out tremendously. Last week we were down there and Department of Food and Ag has finally agreed, okay, we understand what a family cow is. That's probably going to be three or less lactating animals for human consumption. No regulations.
Wow.
We're not going to command no license, nothing. But we want a basic common practice for how are you going to do this? You know, wash the buckets, wash your hands, wash the bottles.
Right. And that makes sense. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
that's perfect sense.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we talk about this whole thing as being a contract. And, you know, that's a guaranteed right of contract according to the U.S. Constitution. And unless we get rid of that document, we should be able to have a contract and not have it abridged by the government.
Amen.
So
yes.
I think we're going to go to a break here. I think we're pretty close.
We got a call.
Are we going to break in? Okay.
Nate's a little busy on the telephone at the moment.
He's all over there. Okay, so we're going to a break now. We'll be right back, and we'll talk some more about the herd. Very good. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
We get something, we both know it. We don't talk too much about it.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
Join us this Sunday, March 11th, as We the People welcomes the damn whistleblower, Dr. Paul Hauser of George Mason University. Dr. Hauser was a scientist with the Bureau of Reclamation until he was fired for outing the Department of Interior on the phony science it's using to support dam removal in the Klamath Basin. His story is relevant both locally and nationally, so be sure not to miss it.
Come join the previously silent majority. See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
On Sunday, every Sunday, tune in to Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell. We have fun. We talk about timely things, more informational. Let the others do all that political stuff. Let's us just have a good time, talk about things we need to know. Every Sunday on KCNR, Don Shulman, Judy Maxwell. Listen in, call in. We'd love to have you listen to us.
Catch Don and Judy Sundays 10 to noon on AM 1460 KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back, and we're talking all things cow.
not where's the beef?
I just got to say it once. Got milk?
It's the
well, Mark's got the happy cows of California.
He has the utter kind of cows.
The utter kind of cows?
Yes.
I believe we have a caller on the line. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, am I online?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, I'm on a cell phone, and all of a sudden it got really scratchy. I couldn't hear anything. Yeah, I had a question. I just came online hearing you guys talk about this family cow venture. Could you kind of talk about that? Because I'd really like my children to have better quality milk. And tell me a little more about this venture, about buy-in on this cow venture. I'm not quite sure what to say.
It's called herd sharing. And I'll let Mark take that.
Yeah, the way that it works, it's a contract between you and I, and one share is equal to 1 gallon of milk a week for a whole year. The share cost is $28 for that share, and then the gallon of milk when you pick it up at the farm is $7 a gallon. And you can get more than one share, whatever you need for your family, but that's basically how it works. So.
How do they get a hold of you? Where do they find you, Mark?
Well, you can. I can give you my number right now. It's 227-5565. That's my cell phone number, and you're always welcome to give me a call. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And
227-5565.
Yep, 227-5565.
Very good.
And he's very good about answering the phone or getting back to you. He's wonderful with that.
I try most of the time.
Is that $27 annually?
It's $28 annual fee for one share of milk, and you can get more than one share. You know, you just pay accordingly. And then it's $7.
The cost gallon go down when you buy more shares?
Say that one more time.
Does the cost per gallon go down when you buy more shares?
No, it stays at $7 a gallon.
Okay. All right. Now, is this whole milk?
It's whole raw milk. It's straight from the cow. The way that it works is I have a closed system, my milk barn, and I milk the cow. It goes through the stainless steel pipe, through a milk filter, and straight into a tank that cools the milk down to 37 degrees.
Wow. Now, will I be able to find this on the KNCR website, too, information on that about that? Are you guys going to post stuff about it?
No, I don't think we have it on the KCNR website at all. I guess the best, I don't know, do you guys have a website that they can go to?
We don't have one yet. We're working on one right now.
Yeah, I guess you'll just have to call him now until we get something put together on a website, because right now that's the best way to get a hold of him.
Yeah, you can friend him on Facebook.
One more time?
It's 227-5565.
5565. Great, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in, Brian. Is there a Facebook?
Yes, there is a Facebook.
Okay. So. Yeah, Mark is on there. So you can always kind of go on there and be friends with him and get some information, I'm sure. I know that time's going pretty fast here. John, you mentioned something about, we were talking about the film Farmageddon.
Yes.
And you had brought something up about there was going to be some kind of event going on
in
Chico.
Actually, April 16th in Chico, Butte County Environmental Health, Chafin Family Orchards, Lumberg Farms, and I believe Grubb are co-sponsoring an all-day workshop to help explain to people, and we've invited like 60 or 70 health department agencies from all over the state, and there's going to be a big panel and go over, you know, farmers markets, know your farmer, yes, raw milk's going to be brought up, and just basically go back to your community, know, and support your farmer and your local community.
Where's that going to be at?
It's going to be at Lumberg Farms in Chico.
Lumberg Farms in Chico next Saturday?
It's the 16th of April.
Oh, the 16th of April.
Now, there'll be a $20 admission, but that covers Joel Salatin's lecture and a humongous catered lunch.
Oh, I see. Very good. And so if people want to get more information, just give you guys a call.
And give Mark a call, or what they can do is they can contact Chafin Family Orchards, their Facebook and everything, or they can call me in Orville.
Okay.
And, you know, you want me to give my number? Or?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, my phone number is 530-534-3116, and I can get them hooked up and ready to go. And then I can also, I will email the station with all the information and criteria so they can get it out if people want to call a station.
Now, that'd be great, yeah. And this is all podcast, so if anybody can't remember those numbers, just go back and listen to it again and write them down when you got a pen. You know.
And I'll post Mark's information and John's on the Reading Tea or 24-Hour Patriot.
24-Hour Patriot
website. So absolutely, that you can make that connection there.
Perfect. Perfect.
I would encourage anybody that's listening that's interested in this to go online to the Weston A. Price Foundation. Look, research, learn a tremendous amount of information and education on there. And join a local chapter and hook up with like-minded people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, getting our country back one cow at a time.
Good. Whatever it takes to take it back. If that's what it is, that's what it is.
You know, it is what it is. That's exactly right. I mean, the other thing is we could open a politician season, and, you know, I think that would be, you know, a no limit year round.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I think we're how much time do we have left? This always goes so fast. We got 3 or 4 minutes. Just a couple things that we wanted to go over to make sure we get these in. Tomorrow, Paul Hauser, the Klamath Basin whistleblower, will be on We the People Radio, 8 to 10 a.m. Tomorrow morning. And, you know, what else do we have? I wanted to thank Carl and Linda Bott for, you know, making this possible, this what we do here at the radio station. A shout out to Pete and Chris if you're listening. And let's see, what else do we have to cover?
Don't forget about the debates on Monday night.
Debates on Monday night, absolutely. Yeah. Next week we're going to be having Reverge Anselmo
on.
And he's going to be talking about Chapelgate and our local board of supervisors. And, you know, I better stop there.
A whole bunch more stuff.
There's going to be more stuff, you know. You guys know you have to be aware to be prepared out there. You got to keep stacking and storing, you know. We need to be ready for what's coming down the pipe here, you know, and be ready as far as emergency preparedness and survival plans, because I think we're going to be having a real problem here pretty soon. All warfare is based on deception, and that's Sun Tzu. So that's kind of what we got going on here.
Don't forget the Boondockers Ball coming up on March 31st, and support the museum out there. They're trying to raise enough money to get the first phase of the museum going out there so they can get out of their corporate office. They've got some beautiful things out there. And the coterie for the combat veterans that are coming home or have been home. And welcome home, Vietnam vets.
Yeah, we want to thank our guests. And I'm not even going to – I guess – okay. John Naylor and Mark –
Dubin Vorden.
Ah, yes. All right. It took almost 60 minutes, but we got it.
See, he can be taught.
Next Tuesday night at Matthew's Cafe in Chico, the Chico chapter is putting on a potluck.
Okay, great. Very good.
Come on down, meet the folks.
Very good.
Really quick, we had a caller saying this is the Weston Price potluck. It's on March 20th, 6:30, 8:30 at Pilgrim Congregational Church.
Oh, very good. Very good.
All right.
So all the above. How close are we to time out here? We got 1 minute. Okay, so I want everybody to know that we at Sovereign Minds here put principles above parties. We're about the truth. We want everybody to be prepared out there for whatever's coming down the pipe here. Let's start acting like Americans. Let's start being free and self-reliant so that we can handle any of these problems that are coming down the pipe. Anybody else got anything to say before we go?
I guess John said that was the Reading chapter.
Yeah, the one's going to have the 20th potluck. Weston A. Price is actually worldwide.
Very good.
All right.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It's force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington.
All right. And we'll see you all next week. And I want to thank our guests, Mark and John. And hopefully we'll have you back and you can keep us updated to what's going on with the USDA and everything.
Because that's what herds do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll be down later to pick up my milk.
Sounds good.
All righty then. And we'll see y'all next week. This is 1460 KCNR.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Regal. A group from Afghanistan making an official visit to the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay to discuss a transfer of Taliban prisoners. The goal to get the Taliban to participate in peace talks. A Pentagon spokesman says the United States has not decided to transfer any individuals from Guantanamo and that any transfer would be done according to U.S. law and in consultation with Congress. How to reduce energy costs, the focus of this week's political addresses.
President Obama says one path to energy efficiency is new factory technology.
Technology that helps us get more miles to the gallon is one of the easiest ways to save money and reduce our dependence on foreign oil.
The president recording his Saturday remarks at a Rolls-Royce jet engine factory in Virginia. Republicans say the president is missing the chance to ease fuel prices with his resistance to the Keystone XL oil pipeline.
President Obama says he needs more time to study Keystone. The fact is...